We spend so much time worrying about how others see us, but what if the only perception that truly matters is our own?
Today, we're diving deep into the fear of being perceived and how we can break free from its grips. You don't want to miss this.
All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Hello. Welcome back to our channel.
Yes, our channel.
And our feed.
And our feed and our pod. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Okay.
Welcome back.
Before I ask you how you're doing, it's imperative that I make this announcement. If you're here, we are on YouTube. So if you would like to see us, you can see us on YouTube. That information is down in the show notes. And also, there's something going on with the download numbers. We need you all to turn on your automatic downloads and continue to listen to the episodes.
Mm-hmm. That's important. That's vital information.
So important that I had to say it here.
In all transparency, you guys downloading the show means more than just you downloading the show, right? It's how we continue to run this business.
Literally.
We need the numbers to number. Okay? So please do your part.
Do your part.
So we can continue to show up here for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing really, really well.
How are you?
How are you?
You know.
How are you really doing?
Okay, I am.
Buns out.
Okay, I am. It's been a really overwhelming week, so I need to regulate my nervous system. You know, some of the weeks where it's just like going. It's a lot, high anxiety, high stress. That's the type of week that I've had. Mm. So I need to calm down. I feel calm, but my nervous system needs to be calmed down.
Yeah.
I've been meditating, but.
You need something else?
Yeah.
Something extra. I was leaving the house and I seen my mood chews. Ooh, that's going to be the gym.
Oh, those are good.
That's going to be the gym one of these weeks. I have to circle back on my mood chews and give you guys the brand and everything like that. But they were tucked away in the wellness part of my kitchen. And I was like, I remember that I had those. And I'm like, I need to tap back in with those. On those days where I'm feeling a little like overwhelmed or worry or stresses has intensified.
Frantic.
Yeah. So having those on deck really helped.
Maybe I need to get some of those. They sell them at Erewhon, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I plan to go to Erewhon this week. So I can grab you this weekend to get my membership free drink.
Oh,
if I don't do nothing else. It's a smoothie.
I know.
It's like a berry smoothie. You want me to tell you right here, right now? I can tell
Erewhon,
you.
I know you guys have probably heard of Erewhon and the hype around their smoothies.
So
believe it, the Erewhon smoothies, they be expensive. They're very expensive, $20+, but they do not miss.
They don't. So this, the free membership drink this month is the Gary Brecka Perfect Amino Smoothie. So this amino acid packed, oh, look, they popping it up. packed berry-licious smoothie is enhanced with 26 superfoods that support nitric oxide production, boost energy levels, and helps promote overall optimal health. So it has some amino acids,
coconut cream,
hydrogen infused water, coconut milk, lemon, keto maple syrup, raspberry, blueberry, strawberry, cauliflower rice. Now that's interesting. Avocado and the coconut cream. You know the coconut cream is
that's a
secret
staple.
Ingredient.
That's a staple.
Yeah.
I slap that coconut cream at the bottom of any smoothie, but it'd be so good.
It's so good. So I plan to head over to Erewhon this week after church.
Okay,
and
after
then
church.
I will, while I'm there, I'll grab some mood chews.
Yeah, yes, yes.
They're so good, y'all.
I like the mood chews.
Same.
And they were giving them out at Erewhon.
It has the L-theanine.
That's
or
how I learned about, and that's important.
Yeah, this is the same thing that's in your matcha. You know, the way you feel up, but just calm, still relaxed, and you're not all jittery. Listen, we have to do what we need to do to feel our best. Okay?
Period.
Wellness girlies.
Yeah. So that's how I've been feeling. Like okay. My nervous system needs to be regulated
mm-hmm.
a little bit
mm-hmm.
with intentional effort. That's the thing. When you're aware, you know what you need to do. I noticed this week because I was so busy and like, you know, preoccupied with other things, I only went on one or two walks.
Oh.
You know, that's my life force.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
Okay, jump back in your routine with your walks.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make you feel good.
Get in my vibe.
Yeah, get in your vibe and stay in your vibe. It's so hard because, you know, it's easy to fall out of it.
I know.
It's like, damn, I was just in it.
And now I'm out of it.
But it's always within our power and we can give ourselves grace to fall in and out, get in, you know. You'll go
yeah,
back
even if I hop out, I always hop back
yeah.
in. I always find my way back.
Find your way back.
The girlie said they enjoyed our sing-along last.
Now, y'all, I rarely listen back to the podcast episodes after they're recorded. It's literally record, close, and I don't revisit it.
Record and archive.
Exactly. But because there was so much feedback about the sing-along, I was like, what the hell was sung? Like, what happened? So when I listened back, I said, wow, we are really funny.
I started singing along with us.
Same.
I'm like, since you in a...
Listen, yeah. We're so funny. I think sometimes when you like do something like this of this nature or you're so used to the type of banter that you have with a person and you're in the moment doing it, you don't realize how funny or like the impact that
right,
it really has.
Right, because it's just your natural way of being.
Yeah, but truth be told, we are funny. Okay?
I would say that. I would agree. I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. Because if you're not funny, then you probably wouldn't be my best friend.
Yeah.
You'd be my friend.
Yeah, but it's different.
But if you can't do the witty banter and, you know, pick up what I put down.
Girl, because the way we be laughing. And the funny thing is, I don't laugh with nobody else like this.
Really?
No.
I know, because we just are
it's
clowns.
Different. It's different.
It's clown. It's clown.
Like, sometimes clown-ish. There's a little something to chuckle
goofiness.
At.
Yeah.
It gives a chuckle. Like, oh, God.
Right.
But it doesn't give slap knee. You know, sometimes it gives tears.
Literally.
We shut it down. We shut it down. We'll shut it down,
we
baby.
Will
and we'll keep going. You know the vibe.
Girl.
I'll say something. You'll say something.
Yeah.
I'll say something.
We'll take it on. A high-speed chase.
Baby. But we're happy that y'all are here with us on another Tuesday.
Girl.
Doing it again.
Another one.
Wow. We've been doing this for a long time.
I was telling someone that every time I say like the length that I've had the podcast, their reaction is like, and my reaction is like, yeah, I know.
I know.
Like, it's been so long. The fact that this has been really, when you sit back and you think about how this has been a consistent part of our lives for this long.
Mm-hmm.
That's beyond college.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can have a bachelor's and a master's.
Yeah.
In the time frame that we've been doing this. Wow.
Yeah.
And we plan to continue to as long as everything stays in line.
Yeah. It's funny that you even said that because I think I mentioned this on one of the previous episodes in the past few weeks that someone left a review saying that we like carried them through their college years, their collegiate career. And I'm like, what the fuck? But yeah, it makes sense. After 4 years, I could imagine you listen to this show not day in and day out, but every Tuesday.
Weekly.
Weekly. And it just becoming a part of your lifestyle. Yeah, your routine. So all that to say, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure to do this life's work.
Yeah.
And yeah, but while it's been a pleasure, it has not come with its challenges, which even after doing this for 7 years, I've still found myself trying to work through, which is crazy. But that speaks to how major this is.
Mm-hmm.
So should we just get into the topic?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
I don't need it.
I know I'm not alone in feeling this because one, the person sitting next to me feels the same. but also because I've been seeing a lot about people being apprehensive to share.
Mm-hmm.
And that can look like a lot of things, like share their work, share their thoughts, share their feelings, hell, share pictures of themselves.
Yeah.
And this boils down to the fear of being seen or perceived, which can affect you on the online space, like digitally, or it can affect you in your everyday life when you're just dealing with people. Yeah. Like, you know, you might feel like, there's something in me that makes me feel uncomfortable with sharing myself.
Yeah, that's what the fear of being perceived is. It's this intensified uncomfortability of being seen.
Yeah.
You know, being exposed or having people get a glimpse of who you are, what you think, what you believe.
Putting
yourself out there. It's tough. And then, yes. Like you said, even though we do this work and put this out, there's still a little bit of safety, I feel like, because once we record it and post it, it's like, if you know, you know, you got to find it. But the extra pieces that require us to like get online and show who we are and like allow y'all into our lives outside of the like microphone is hard as fuck.
Yeah.
It's difficult. It has not gotten easier. Even after almost 8 years, it has not gotten less difficult to do.
But the reason we feel like this and the reason why you probably feel like this is because you have a heightened awareness or sensitivity to being perceived or being judged or being looked at negatively or whatever you're sharing not being received in the way that you like thought it would be received.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We have a fear of that. So it's like we're calling it the fear of being seen or perceived.
Right.
But really, but it's the root. Fear of being rejected.
Scrutinized.
Being judged. Yeah. Criticized.
Yeah, for sure.
And baby, and when you say that, I'm like, you're damn right. Don't come at me.
The perception is the umbrella.
Yes.
The umbrella of which all of these other things are really underneath, right? And I hate that for us.
I hate it for us. But as we've been doing our research on this, because it's something that hinders me and I want it to not hinder me anymore because I'm starting to feel the effects of it.
For sure.
I'm starting to feel the effects of it getting in the way of things that I want to accomplish, and yes, overall progression. Mm-hmm. So as we were been doing our research, Germany had shared this video that was really powerful, which caused me to go down like a rabbit hole. And there's this concept called the theory of mind. So this concept is like a blessing and a curse, because what the theory of mind is when we're communicating with other people, we kind of make an assumption about what they're thinking, how they're feeling, so that we can respond to them in a certain way, right? Mm-hmm. And that helps you have empathy for people, that helps you have like understanding, but it can have an adverse effect because sometimes we think that people are thinking the way we are,
right?
Using this theory of the mind and this assumption. And the way this comes and bites us in the ass when it comes to something like the fear of being perceived is because if you find, and this is when you need to look in the mirror.
Yeah, really hold, be it, honest up, with hold yourself, it up, hold it up.
If you find that you are a person that is judgy, very critical, then this fear of being perceived or being seen will be real loud. Because of this theory, you will think that others are just as judgy and critical as you.
Are naturally living in their mind the same way that you live in your mind, which is constantly critiquing, constantly judging, constantly having something to say about what other people are doing. So it's like, if this is how I am,
this is how everyone is.
This has to be the way everybody else is.
Yes.
You know, I feel this deeply.
And when you look at it like that, it really causes you to check yourself.
Right.
It's not other people. It's really you.
And it's like you are making an assumption. The video that I shared with Brittany was like, it was so deep. He stated it so well. He was just like going from point to point to point. But essentially, thinking about the way someone's thinking about you, right? Or this perception is just assuming. And the sooner that you release the assumption of what you think that they're thinking about you, you can allow yourself to relax, because sometimes we're assuming the worst.
Right.
It's like, why would you assume the worst? They could not very well not be thinking any of that. And then you would feel less pressure on yourself to be concerned with the way that you're being perceived.
Right.
You know? And that's another cheat code to this theory of the mind. The more we check our judgment, or the more we increase our awareness about how we are critiquing other people, then you will find that, oh, the world's not so bad.
Yeah.
You know, maybe after all this time, people weren't criticizing me or being overly judgmental or overly critical or perceiving me in this particular way. No, nigga, it was just you.
It was you.
It was you all along.
It was you.
It was me.
And that's the thing, when we're thinking about, you know, have these beliefs about what other people are thinking, it is just a prediction. Yeah. It is not fact. And we cannot make decisions based off of a prediction. Not major decisions. Some do need to be made. There are some instances where it's like, okay, remember hypotheses?
Of course.
In school, like, based on my hypothesis is. Yeah. Anywho, the reason why we really want to break free from this fear of being seen is because, like I stated, I feel like it's hindering me from, like, growth and potential. Mm-hmm. But there's a spectrum. You can relate to me. You can feel like it's hindering you from having social interactions. You can feel like it's preventing you from growing your business.
Yeah.
You know? You
connecting with people.
Yeah.
Showing up authentically. There's a lot of ways that this manifests. And this usually can stem from, like, our childhood, right? Having someone maybe tell you that there's something wrong with the way that you authentically express yourself, or maybe not even childhood, but like at some point somebody was like,
too much.
I hate the too much. It never gives too little. You know,
sometimes
it's
usually, it can.
You think?
Yeah, like, oh my God, you're so shy.
Or, oh, yeah.
You know, if someone's mm-hmm. naturally like that way or more introverted mm-hmm. or maybe not vocal and very out there, and someone's like, you're so shy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That can make someone self-conscious.
There's so many things that can trigger us and make us feel, you know, like we're not good enough, or like the way we show up isn't palatable or
right.
good enough. This
right.
is what I want to say.
Because we all
want to
be accepted. You
we
know,
do.
We don't want to do anything to shake the table. And that's why this can cause us to modify our behaviors. It can cause us to pull back. It can cause us to shrink ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're left wondering, what am I doing? Or why do I feel stuck?
Or why do I feel empty? Or why do I feel like less authentic? And it's because really what it is that we are modifying ourselves or showing up as these half-assed versions of ourselves in order to not shake the table. But then it's just it creates a cyclical effect, right? It's like, I don't want to be ostracized. I don't want to feel othered. I don't want to not be in community with people, even though that's a double negative.
Yeah.
But then you end up putting yourself in these positions where that happens anyway.
Right.
You know, the self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. So here's some reasons why you may be afraid to be seen, because there's always a reason. So First reason is you think you won't be accepted for who you are. Like you just said, we don't want to be ostracized. And if we feel self-conscious about the way we authentically show up and we think it may affect us being accepted, We don't want that.
Yeah.
So let me just play in the background. Let me just fade to black Homer Simpson my way up out of this bitch, because I want to be accepted.
Yeah. And another thing is that you might believe that something is wrong with you, right? Or like when you do put yourself out there, that you'll be judged for your shortcomings, or somebody's going to be able to put a magnifying glass on you and be like, see, that was wrong.
Yeah. Like you're not good enough. Maybe you have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Or low self-image. Also, like you mentioned, if your childhood or if you had instances in the past where you've been rejected, I have proof. Like, you know, I don't like rejection.
It causes trauma, the traumatic experiences.
I don't like it. If you've had rejection, humiliation, or criticism in social settings, maybe you did go online.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe at one point you were sharing. You know, one point you were doing your thing. You were vocal. You were being seen. And then you had a negative response. And it's like, and you know what? We're going to leave it right
that
there.
That black square situation going to stay with me forever.
We're going to leave it right there. I'm no longer an activist.
That black square took me right. I said, y'all got it, babe. Y'all actually got it. That black square fiasco in 2020.
That's haunting.
I'll never forget that. I'll go to the grave with that on my mind. I will go on to the
grave.
We
will have a black square on your tombstone.
That sucked, because people were dragging the black square poster.
Yeah.
People were dragging. It's like, now y'all criticize.
And it was an honest mistake.
Let allow people the space to be human, because then
I am right.
When you don't, it creates this situation. Now I'm scared to even post something. Now I'm scared
you
to have
scared?
No, I'm just saying that.
Right.
That was a real feeling. You know, I was like, oh, shit. So
that was probably the last Black Lives Matter vocal out Black Lives Matter stance.
Y'all know where I'm at with it. Y'all know where I stand with it at this point.
But really, like, if you post something, there's times where I felt like this, when we've posted a piece of content
and been on the wrong side of it.
It's not that we're even necessarily on the wrong side. I don't know what I would do if we were blatantly on the wrong side. That might wipe me off the map. But
yeah.
That might literally be the end of the BGB. Baby, I'll put it down. I'll lay it down. Well, it was fun. When people have something negative to say, maybe because I'm so used to what we do, being well received.
Yeah.
As soon as people come with that negativity, I'm like, now what is happening? This is
my eyes watering.
What
luckily it never gives, you know, to the point where we completely shut down. But I could see how if you're posting or you're doing something and people are constantly being met. Yeah, met with opposition. That's not fucking cool.
It's not.
Another reason that you might have a fear of being perceived or showing up is your parents, right? Again, childhood, we talked about this. Having overly critical or judgmental parents who always have something to say, or who raised you and they were overly, you know, judgmental.
Nitpicking and just had something to say.
Yeah, about what it is that you were doing or the way that you were acting, behaving, speaking, talking, all of that, presenting, can really impact you in your adult years.
Yeah.
It's like, I actually don't have anything to say because the first people who were supposed to affirm me and make me feel good and support me didn't do that.
Right.
So I'm going to just go ahead and play the background.
Yeah.
Safe here.
Another reason, because we are a people who don't really extend grace and we need to start extending more grace.
Yeah.
But because we don't, you may have a fear of being seen because you fear being ridicule for your mistakes. You feel like there's no room for you to make a mistake, like I just said.
And so in this landscape of social media, there damn near isn't.
You'll get canceled. People are clocking. Yeah, they are clocking. They are ready. It's like people are ready to be like, ooh.
I hate that. And you know, I think what we really have to do is, although people are ready, we have to really remember that everybody is just online with their own fucking opinion. So guess what? There's no right, there's no wrong. This is my opinion, and there's gonna be some people who are in agreement with my opinion, and then there's gonna be the opposite of that.
Some people had a completely different experience.
Yeah. And it's just like, nigga, that's your opinion.
Right.
And it's okay. But when they come at you with their pitchforks.
Right.
Then it gives
it's
like.
When people come at you like, I had a different experience, so you're wrong.
So you're wrong. Yeah, but that's fucked up. So right. Yes, grace, more grace and more mercy to people.
But because we don't have it, we are like, oh, God.
We don't
want
to
We don't want
it.
The ridicule. We don't want the criticism for the mistakes. We want grace.
But to give
and mercy.
If you want it, you got to be willing to give it. And that's with the judgmental piece. Yeah, the sooner you check your judgment, the sooner you are quick to give grace and give mercy when people mess up, then that is what you will be met with as well. Because you know why? You get what you give. Okay, another reason that you might be afraid to be seen is just generalized anxiety or social anxiety. Getting out in front of a crowd or engaging with people just automatically might take you out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It might really be something deeper there for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And we know people who have that experience of having social anxiety or generalized anxiety where you just feel like everybody's watching you, or like if I say the wrong things and that's going to really put the spotlight on me and make people feel like they don't want to connect or be my friend or engage, invite me out again, whatever it might be, you know?
Yeah. Another thing is you may feel like it's safer to just not reveal your true self. Like these people, we're speaking to you. These people don't deserve to see the real
me. They don't.
We'll flip Fuck it. Em. We'll flip it. They don't deserve to see the real me. No, you're scared.
Fuck them.
You're scared.
Fuck them.
You're scared. It's like, I want to keep this part of me, the real her, safe.
Yeah.
I feel like
where nobody can form an opinion.
Right.
This is not really about what I want to share. Is that I don't want you to develop an opinion about me. I don't want to be perceived by you.
So that's why you don't share.
Exactly.
Right. But it's like we're hint like.
I know. I
am
here.
You know what I'm going to
say. I'm here with y'all in the trenches.
You know what
I'm
going to
say. I'm right here with you. Another fear is just being rejected.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you say something and like we said, you're canceled or somebody doesn't agree with you, or you show up and you feel like I ate with that. And they're like, you actually didn't. It's giving starved.
Oof.
It's giving a lot of food on the plate. Actually.
It's giving damn.
You didn't touch it.
Right. You're not
It's
hungry.
Giving picky 3-year-old. Why is there still food on the plate? Okay. That's what it is. You thought you ate and you didn't. You didn't. Get up from the table. Ooh, imagine that. Imagine thinking you ate. You bodied it. You did your little big
People,
one.
People, right.
And it's like, you thought you ate with that? No, you didn't.
Right.
Ooh, get out of these comments.
Girl.
Get out of these comments and get out of my life saying that.
The final reason that you may fear being seen is because you're just introverted or you're shy.
Yeah, she's
shy. I don't want to be seen.
I'd rather not, which probably goes back to...
I'm ducked and tucked.
Yeah.
So, what does being seen mean to you? Like, what does it mean to you and does it evoke fear in you? Or what type of fear does it evoke? How deep is the fear? How deep is your love for me?
I was literally about to say... I was going to say, how deep...
Is this a gospel song?
I know you need to know... Because we're living in a world of fools. You know?
Oh.
Come on, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
But I like how deep is your love. I like where you took it.
Right. You know, I'll take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, to an R&B.
Every time.
Yeah. So being seen to me, obviously, in a digital space, I feel comfortable being seen or perceived in person. That doesn't really bother me too much. But the online space eats me up every time. Ugh. You know, I think it just really means allowing people to see my day-to-day life. Seeing me outside of the picture that I paint, right?
What picture do you paint?
Damn near none. Canvas is blank. And I think that's it, right? Okay, because we're going to go into this. Right now, there's nothing on the canvas. And that's it. There's nothing on the canvas.
I'm, like, what? I'm trying to figure out what picture you paint.
But being seen to me would look like showing up more frequently online, which would then dipping
the paintbrush into the paint.
It would mean people would get to create an idea of who they think I am, right? And that is scary to me. That is scary. And I feel like I'm getting nervous talking about it. It really makes me anxious, seriously, like putting myself out there, revealing my day-to-day life, right? Like showing bits and pieces of who I am, because I have this thing where it's like, damn, what the fuck do you think? Is this cool enough? Is this what you wanted? Is this what you thought it would be? And I feel like that, right? This idea of like, damn, this is a, I don't want to say, it just not meeting people's expectations of what it is that they think I am.
Right.
This person that you believe that I am, when I really show you who I am, are you going to be like, well, that was a letdown?
Yeah.
That was that. There's no thrill there.
I know. You know? I have felt similar feelings, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's really insane because I feel like for the people who know me, you don't have to perceive because you know me.
Exactly.
Me. The people who know me, they know my authenticity. They know, like, it's straight no chaser.
Yeah.
But really, like you said, on that online space, it's tough because we get to control the narrative more.
We're creating a story. That's what it is. Online, you get to create the perception of you that you want people to see. Now, the trick is, do they believe it?
And the thing is, it's like, okay, nothing's wrong with who you and I authentically are.
No.
So why are we afraid to show that?
Is it because
we don't think it'll be received right?
Or is it because we're comparing it to whatever it is that we feel like is most right?
And the thing is, we're comparing it to something that might not even be real. That's the tricky part.
Yeah.
We're comparing
our
authentic selves to a picture that someone else is painting so that they can make sure it's perceived and perceived a certain way.
Yeah.
That's where we get caught up.
Or compare your fucking posts and shit to content creators. I'm like, she's actually doing this for her job. I don't even have a Canva login. Okay? They're all in Photoshop Pro, creating images and fonts and text.
Girl, it's just...
And it's like, you just got to show up and do your thing. And that's
just show up and
hard.
Be you. That's all you really have to do. It's really not rocket science.
Simple.
That's the part. We're overcomplicating something that's real simple. Be yourself.
To myself.
Be
I'm
yourself.
Saying that to myself.
You know, it's just like, be yourself. Why are we afraid? Why are we afraid of being who we are? We're not afraid of being. I don't think we're afraid of being. We're afraid of showing.
Yeah, it's the showing.
Who we are.
The show and tell.
Yeah.
Show up and tell who you are.
You know, a science, remember the science fair projects? How we had to put those together on them trifolds and then show it. Baby, blank. Yeah. It's blank. People always tell me I seem like a mystery. It's hard to read.
Hard to read.
But have you, like, why do you think you're this way? Have you experienced judgment or criticism in the past that like stirred up this fear in you?
No, I know that I'm this way because I am judgmental. That I'm critical, you know? I'm overly critical of myself, but I'm also overly critical of other people. So it's just back and forth. It's a mirror, you know? I hate that I'm like that and I'm really working on it. And I'm so grateful that we're having this conversation because it allows me to heighten my sense of awareness when it comes to being judgmental. When I catch myself being judgmental, I'm like, ooh, you're being judgy.
Let me stop.
Go ahead and put that gavel down.
I have to do the same too. I'm like, this, no. You have to tell yourself, I don't want to be judged. Let me stop
exactly.
Because I don't want to be judged.
Exactly. The grace that you want, the mercy that you want, you have to give it. The judgment-free zone that you want, you have to provide it.
And also,
you can't pick and choose when you want to be non-judgmental. You know, I feel like we will say, I'm not a judgy person. This is a safe space. And like, yes, it is a safe space.
We'll quickly pull that. This is a safe space.
There's moments where I'm not judging, right? I have a completely non-judgmental mentality when like people are sharing particular things with me and I've let them know I'm not judging. But then I think we all are judging.
I mean, yes, as humans.
But it's different.
It's different. There's levels.
I'm not cutting you
down. There's levels too.
Yeah, I'm not criticizing.
We know there's levels. There's some things that just probably don't need to be judged.
My nose is running.
You know what I'm saying? And people being their true authentic selves is probably something that we should just...
Exactly.
Leave alone.
All that to say, yes, you have to give what you want to receive.
Right.
And if that is, allow me the space to be myself. And this is a lesson that I feel like I've been trying to learn or I feel like I have it, I'm learning it. It's in progress with me. It's in process,
What's
rather.
What's the lesson?
Allowing people to be themselves so that I can allow myself to be myself. Like I said, I feel like I am myself. Every day I am myself. You know, I don't feel like I'm trying to be anybody else, but it's the showing, right? So because it has to happen in real time before it can translate online or before I feel comfortable doing that online, in my day-to-day interactions, I have to also provide that judgment-free zone.
Right.
And allowing people to be themselves.
It's
and
not I, something we're gonna, we can turn
just
on
show
and
up
off.
Online. And like, I'm so non-judgmental. Like, online in our real lives have an intersection. You feel me? Like, we're online every day in our real lives, whether you're posting or whether you're consuming. So in my consumption, sometimes I'm being judgmental. I gotta stop that. In my real everyday life, when I'm having conversations and interactions, I have to stop doing that. And we had this experience. Well, I had this experience when we were on our retreat where my mom expressed that to me, like, I feel like I can't be who I am sometimes around you because you can be critical and judgmental. And she has certain expectations, or I have certain expectations that she's trying to meet because she admires me so much, you know, and it's kind of like, damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to let people be themselves. I really do. I want them to be themselves, and I want to let them. I want them to be themselves. Because I want to be and show up as myself.
Without nobody having something to say.
Don't say shit,
without
actually.
Anybody having something to say. It's like, period. Just let me do me, you do you, and then we do us.
Yeah. And yeah? I feel like I've created that dynamic with my mom now, but I need to extend it to the world around me.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it's the thing. Because I was watching something and they were like, you know, we'll look at what other people are doing and be like, that's so cringe. Mm-hmm. So cringe. But really, that's what we have to look in the mirror and say, the part of you that feels like it's cringe, honestly, is a part of you that's not brave enough to
do it yourself.
Be yourself.
Right.
You know, to go out and do your thing, even if your thing is not that thing.
Yeah.
But it's your thing. You think they're so cringy, but they're doing it while you sitting up there
watching it.
Hiding. It's like, okay, so how would you like to be seen by others? What is your perception of yourself in other people's eyes? How would you like to be like seen? If you could control it with still,
I get what you're
being
saying.
Active.
Yeah. I would want to be perceived as someone who is knowledgeable, someone who is credible, someone who is wise and insightful, you know, who is compassionate and has a great personality and good energy to be around, someone who can be brave and bold. I would like that. I feel like people already, I don't know if they think this, I think this, I feel like I'm already a confident person, but I would like for my confidence to translate into boldness.
Right.
You know, which is different because I feel like when people interact with me, they can tell I'm a confident person. I don't feel insecure and things like that, but boldness is so different. You know, like I would love to be able to put myself out there and be like, yeah, right. It is what it is. I don't give a fuck.
And I mean, and
I would love people to feel like I'm unbothered and not in a way that,
yeah,
you know, but just like Germany always doing what she want to do and baby, more power to her. And someone who inspires other people to do that.
And
that's what I would
thing.
Love to have because
all those things are true.
Right.
Like I know you.
You do.
I know you and all those things are true.
Period.
But there's so many people who don't know that.
I know. And for the past year or so, I've been wanting to show the part of me that the people closest to me get to experience. You know, that's what I would love to have the boldness to do. I need to shake the fear of being perceived or people criticizing me or judging me if they don't like what I do or agree with what I do or think it's cool enough.
Right.
What about you? How do you want to be perceived by others?
I want
or to ideally perceived.
I would like to ideally be perceived as that girl, you know, like the girl that the woman.
Okay.
The woman who knows her shit, can very well articulate herself and express like her views and interest with confidence for sure. The girl who is not afraid to like be who she is. Like when people see me, they're like, oh, that's Brittany. Like, you know, she is just strong and confident and like you said, bold. And we know her. Like when you look at a Beyonce or a Tracee Ellis Ross, I think Tracee Ellis Ross is a good example.
Yeah.
It's just like she just stands real confidently and firm in who she is. And she's not afraid to vocalize that, even the parts where other people would have shame, you know, saying certain things or admitting certain things. It's like, I don't have anything to hide. I want to be seen as a woman who has nothing to hide.
Yeah.
Like, this is who I am. And either you take it or leave it. That's what I like. But in like a soft way, not in an abrasive way.
No,
like
for sure.
A bitch or something. Yeah, no, like, no. You know, I don't care what people think.
A very graceful approach.
A really graceful, like, I'm just really confident in who I am.
Mm.
And if you rock with it, that's fine. And if you don't, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I would like to be perceived, because I know sometimes personally, I'm like, I'm not ready to speak on certain things. You know,
I
don't know if that comes with being a seasoned woman, because, you know, Tracee Ellis Ross is in her 50s.
When you say speak on certain things, what do you mean?
Like the way she just boldly claims, like, she doesn't want kids and she's focused on her career and she's not dating or married or whatever the hell. Like, she just says these things.
I think that she, I don't know if it comes with being seasoned. I think it just comes with confident and comfortable in vocalizing your decision and like speaking your truth and talking about your experiences. Like, we have experiences and we have to get comfortable with sharing because it gives other people permission to do the same. Each one teach one type of vibe, right? Like, just last week on the podcast, I'm sitting here fucking quarreling with the thought of telling y'all that at some point I was living a wild life popping pills on the weekends.
Yeah.
And it's like, the truth of the matter is that was my experience.
That happened.
And I am not doing that now. However, that was what it was.
Right.
And I feel like there's resonance in that. There's relatability in that. That vulnerability that it's like, this is who I am. And honestly, I don't give a fuck if y'all feel like I'm less of a this or less of a that. And that's the part that keeps me personally from sharing my experience.
Right.
Because then you get to say, ooh, I didn't know that about you. And
right.
Now I get to put you in this category. Or actually, now I got to take that away from you because somebody who are, you get what I'm saying?
Right,
you get to then develop an opinion about me. And the truth of the matter is everybody's going to have a motherfucking opinion. It's like an asshole.
We cannot control people's perception of us. We just can't. It's virtually impossible to control people's perception of us. So once we realize that, we will be able to navigate life in this in general, like, easier.
More free. Freely. That's what I want to do. I want to be a person who is perceived as free. Okay? Yeah.
I love that.
That's what I want to do.
Yes. So we've said a mouthful.
Listen.
And we have a couple of more mouthfuls to say, but we're going to take a break and then we'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents?
Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. So, y'all, the reason why we need to really figure this out is because, like I said, I can feel it hindering me and I can see that it has some very large potential cost and impact.
Yeah.
You know?
Be costly.
Jeremy and I have these conversations. We have this conversation frequently and we're tired of talking about what it is and we're ready to get into how we can do better. Mm. But here are some potential costs that can be associated with your fear of being seen. So One of them is you may have difficulty in expressing your authenticity, like we mentioned. So you may struggle to express your true self. You're not showing up authentically in your professional or personal relationships. It's like the shell of yourself. You know, when you know that you're holding back, you know that this is not really who you truly are 100%, even if it's like a little bit of you, you know that you're putting on a mask, kind of when you got a code switch.
Yeah.
It's like, this ain't me.
Right. this is the version that I want to give y'all.
Yes.
This is the version that I want to give
y'all. Yeah, and this can hinder, showing up in this way can hinder genuine connection with people.
Yeah. Another cost is limiting your opportunities for personal growth. Now, we know that that looks like basically you missing out on opportunities that would allow you to learn more about yourself. Maybe opportunities to advance in some areas, networking, building stronger connections, all of which that we've talked about.
Wanting, desiring.
Incessantly, you know? And then it's impacting you from actually progressing, getting the things that you want because you just don't want to go out and mingle, jingle, learn
Let
something
people
new.
Know that you're, sometimes.
Let people know that you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Or no.
Or that
no.
you don't know.
Sometimes what? People might not even know that you're open to an opportunity to mingle and jingle or to present you with something because you've been mute.
That's me. You okay, know? So this
you've
is tea.
You've been mute. Tell them. Tell them. Reveal tea. Your truth. Tell them what you told me.
The vulnerability.
Okay. Tell them what you told me.
No. So y'all know that like my partner is.
This is what I wanted you to tell them.
No, y'all know I have a partner who is great with networking, mingling. We share this over and over again. And he's always in the mix with people and doing things. And I admire that so much about him. And I'm like, I wish people would come to me and be like, do you want to be a part of this? Or I would love for you to engage or host this or do this particular thing, right? And Brittany's like, well, how they gonna know you do something when you don't even show that you do it? And it's like, eek. Ouch.
Yeah.
It almost gives like closed mouth, don't get fed. Nobody knows exactly what I'm doing because I'm so
quiet about it.
I'm so quiet and I have created such a separation between my personal life. And when I say personal life, I just mean me, Germany, who I am as a person from the business and the Black Girl Bravado. And I know that there is an intersection. I don't even know if it's an intersection as much as it is like an overlap. You feel me? I don't know if there's like a crossing versus nigga. Same, same.
It's the same. It's literally the same.
But I've done such a great job and I'm not giving myself kudos. It's to my detriment, right? I've done a great job at creating a huge wedge. It's like such a separation between the two. And I don't want to be like that. It's like, I am a creative. I am someone who has thoughts. I am someone who has input. I am someone who's valuable. I am someone who's doing something that can be brought to a table.
Right.
And I need people to know that. But that doesn't start with me thinking that they need to come out and seek me. Seek me. I need to be sought after. It also comes with the responsibility of like,
putting yourself
this
out
is
there.
My thing.
Putting yourself out there.
This is my thing. And I'm proud of it. And I do it often. And I do it consistently. And I do it, you know, well. So, yeah, not showing up or, you know, being afraid to show up is impacting me in that way.
Yeah.
Annoying.
I know.
Tired.
Girl.
Fuck.
Right.
Yee.
It's a thing.
It is.
Another potential cost of this is you may miss out on some enjoyment. Enjoyment. I want to spend my days on. Don't want to waste my days. I want to spend them on enjoyment. No.
Donnie and Bop that you.
No.
I don't know that.
It's Burna Boy or WizKid or. It's an Afrobeat song.
I don't know it. I'm sorry.
It's just called Enjoyment. I think it's.
I'll listen to it after.
You don't listen to Afrobeat?
Sometimes. Okay. But I don't know that one.
Okay, okay, okay. Anywho. So.
Enjoyment.
You may miss out on the enjoyment of life. You may feel like you're not going to social events or having social interactions or like, you know, putting yourself out there and being in the mix because you're afraid that you may be judged or, you know, it might not go the way that you thought it would go. And you can be robbing yourself of some good times.
Yeah.
With some good people.
Just get out there.
You got to get out.
Yeah.
You got to get out there.
Career implications, y'all. This is the professional context of when we, you know, avoid maybe speaking engagements or taking the lead roles on a team and putting yourself out there. Like now you're avoiding or missing out on career advancement because you're not networking or speaking up or saying that, hey, I can do that. Because you are afraid that maybe people will perceive you that you can't.
Right.
And so many of us are corporate girlies, and we're climbing the corporate ladder, and we're keeping ourselves in these positions
to keep ourselves safe because we feel like it's safe.
Yeah, where we're not advancing at the rate or the speed that we had the potential to, right? It's like there's a lot of opportunity here, and we have to allow ourselves the chance to try, to show up, to allow people to see us. Maybe you're looking for a mentor. Maybe the job or the career advancement that you need requires for you to go to somebody and be like, I don't really know, but I'm really interested in, and I would love if you took me under your wing. Like, we be afraid of that.
Yeah, we do.
You know?
Lastly, a cost of this is that you may be perpetuating negative thought patterns. So the fear of being seen can reinforce your negative thought patterns and cognitive distortions. The things, the negative self-talk that we're having, going in a damn loop in our mind. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because we're like, see, I knew it.
I knew they weren't
going to
like
me. That's why I don't, you know?
Yeah.
So we want to break these chains.
Break every chain.
We want to break these chains. But, you know, I think something that would help us is like deciding what we want to share. Because everything doesn't have to be shared for us to be like, you know, I'm over the fear. You know, I'm this, I'm bold.
Yeah,
I'm
for
this.
Sure.
Are there certain things that you prefer to keep hidden? Like, you know what? That's a no for me. I don't care how much I'm putting myself out there. I'm not going
to. I think to the degree of what I feel comfortable with talking about here on the pod, my corporate job, that's just something I don't want to talk too much about or disclose too much about. Definitely don't want to do it on motherfucking social.
Yeah.
No, if you don't listen to this podcast, you don't even know what I do for a living.
Right.
And I like it that way.
I do too.
I really like that. You know, I like to keep it separate. Because I don't want people coming over here. I don't want them going around. Oh, I just want to
Yeah,
like
and it's just
nice
separate.
What about you?
I feel the same. I don't want to share what I do for a living outside of this. And I don't want to share like the ins and outs of my romantic relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I'll share a little
surface
stuff for shits and giggles. But
surface.
We're not going to be like, you know.
Yeah, I'll never hold a camera up to my man's face. And
we're not going to unpack the ins and outs of my
It'll
love
never
life
give that, unpack. You know, Brene Brown says, share from the scar.
And not the
not
wound.
From the wound.
And I'm good from sharing from the scar.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to share from a place of like, we right here in the midst of it. Mm-hmm. I'm going through my divorce or I'm having from a hurtful place.
Yeah.
If you have not healed from it, then obviously
that's
this
some
is
people's story to share from the wound.
Yeah, some people can share from the wound. That's what I was going to say. We need people to share from the wound. That is somebody's testimony or, you know,
their way of being.
Their way, yes. That vulnerable from the, ooh, baby, it's oozing.
Right.
But there's a lot of us.
What's wrong with you?
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's good. When it's
you, there. It's fresh.
It's
I see
fresh.
I see
it's
the
giving
flesh.
Blood. Exactly. Yeah. Tissue. But then there's some of us, most of us, who feel best sharing after we've healed or it's healing and I feel more comfortable talking about it now. Like me, I'm definitely a share from the scar kind of girl. And it gotta be, baby, oh, there was a scar there?
Yeah.
It gotta be that.
It's not
it
a scab.
I forgot that even happened.
It's not a scab. It's healed.
It gotta give Neosporin A&D down, babe. It gotta give.
Yeah.
It's barely.
Yeah.
It's giving. This, you see this right here?
Germany.
No, exactly. That's the point that I'll be sharing.
Like, oh, you had a scar?
That's what, you know I skinned my knee when I was 4.
Yeah.
You see that right there? No, exactly. That's the place I share from.
A scar. I, too, prefer to share from a scar. I feel more comfortable because by that time, I'm going through my processing. I'm not, you know, deeply hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bust into tears. I'm sorry. I don't like doing that.
And hopefully at that point, I'm like pretty confident in whatever decision I made. So now your opinion really doesn't even matter.
Exactly. But yeah, that's how I feel when it comes to like a relationship. I feel like that's something that I just would like to keep hidden.
Private.
I guess private.
Private.
Yeah.
Because it don't be hidden. People be knowing.
People know that people who know me will know what's going on. You know?
Of course.
It's just that everybody on the internet won't.
And that's just that. That's how we like to keep it. I don't even know. People know what's going on in my life.
People don't. Because every time they see you, they be like, are you still with your man? Are you in? The podcast knows because you'll be like, me and Andres, da, da, da. But they be like, are you still with your man? Probably because they've been perceiving that they haven't posted. They're not together.
And we still roll around like
teenagers. Even though we've grown and married with kids.
And we still aren't gonna fall for hours when I'm awake. On that note, y'all, we're gonna take a quick break and we will be right back. Stick around.
We're With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Okay, y'all, before we get back into the show, a couple things. Make sure you're rating and reviewing the show, sharing it. You guys have been doing really well with the sharing.
Keep it up.
Let's keep that up. I like that energy. Mm-hmm. Also,
make sure that you're rating, reviewing, mm-hmm. subscribing, whatever your preferred platform for listening to this show. Just make sure that you are giving us feedback. Good feedback.
Yeah.
Don't come around here. If you don't got nothing nice to say, then don't say nothing at all.
Yeah.
But we do want to encourage you to rate, review, subscribe. Let us know how you're enjoying the show. That is like a little Yelp review. So it the is. More you do that, the more people will be like, oh, I'm looking for a show for Black women who talk about wellness and da 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 da. This seems to be the place for me. Last thing that you can do. Actually, not the last thing, because there's a ton of things to do. But the last thing that I'm going to mention is to join us at the Homegirl Hangout, y'all. This is our exclusive membership community hosted over on Patreon, where we give you more of what you love. If you like what we're doing here on the main platform, you are going to adore what we have over at the Homegirl Hangout. There is years of content. When years. I say years, I think we've had that Patreon for
probably 5 years.
4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's monthly episodes, bonus episodes. Brittany and I check in every month as well, where we get to just be more candid and personal, share our business, because we're not judged. We're not That's worried the about thing. The fear of perception over
we're
there.
Not.
It's a close-knit community. We have our journal prompts that are posted every week. We have our affirmations that are posted every month. Our book club, which is underway.
Yes, we're reading The Girls Weekend.
Cheers to The Girls Weekend. Yes. And then we have our Discord, where we get to chat and just like keep up with one another. So if you're looking for an intentional community to connect with like-minded women, then I want you to get over there. The link is down in the show notes.
Period. Now let's get back to this show. So,
Bookie Dukes.
Bookies and Pookies.
What's that?
Now, Pookies aren't good.
I'm tired, y'all.
You know what a pookie is. You know what a pookie is.
A boy.
Yeah, a pookie is
a boy.
A bum boy.
No, I have a cousin who's a pookie.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, his name is Pookie. Monty Wanderson.
You have all the cousins' names.
Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear and Pookie?
Yeah, Pookie.
Okay, anywho.
Yeah.
Boogies. Okay, so we have some tools for the toolkit because, like we said, we need to overcome.
We shall overcome.
So first tip or tool, challenge your inner critic. Yes, we all have one. We all have that little voice in our head whispering doubts. Yeah. I feel it. Mm-hmm. As soon as I'm getting ready to post something, it ain't even whispering, it's loud. It's like, this ain't even worth it. Once you get to staring to it, it's like, what am I doing? Is this, do I really
I hate
need
that.
To?
It, just, we need to adopt a post and go. Once you decide what you're doing, put the Paris filter on it and post.
Yes, swipe, go, post. Shit.
Swipe, but, post. And it's done.
Yeah.
It's only 24 hours.
That's it. A story is only 24 hours. So instead of letting this voice control you, we're going to challenge it. When the voice pops up, question its logic. Is this real? Is this fair? Is it based on feelings or facts or fear? And remind yourself of your strengths and your accomplishments and reframe those negative thoughts into what? Positive affirmations, duh. Yeah. You know, that's what we do. You know, that's what we do. So here's an example. You're at a networking event. And your inner critic gets to yapping. And it says, you
talking that shit. Talking that shit.
It's talking that shit. It's saying, you don't have anything interesting to say. I feel this sometimes.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. Especially when people get to really talk in their talk. I'm like, God.
I know. That's when you start feeling like, man, I wish I was more well-spoken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or I have something to say. Yeah. So instead of listening to that voice, though, we're going to challenge it. Remind yourself you're passionate about your field and ask, is being nervous making me forget everything I know? I do that sometimes. I get in my bag and I say, I sit up and I talk on this show every week. I have something to say. I'm a wealth of knowledge.
Right.
I have things. I read articles, books. Right. Come on. Be fucking for real. So you can say, if you're at this networking event, I may not know everyone here, but I have something valuable to contribute.
Right.
Period. Even if it's once, you got something. One liner, pull it out. Have some. Keep some known. Yeah.
Brene Brown, you should be sharing from the squad.
Listen, keep a couple of heavy hitters on you where you can drop them like bars.
Exactly.
And then be done with it.
Quote a motherfucker.
Be done with it.
Quote somebody. Okay, y'all, next tip or tool is to focus on your why, not the what ifs. So we know how this is, babes. When you're feeling nervous,
baby,
you'll start to put the what ifs on loop, which will keep you from doing something.
What if they think I'm silly?
Exactly,
what if I look stupid?
Exactly. So instead, shift your focus to your why. Why it is that you want to do something, right? Is it because you're passionate about it? Does it bring you joy? Will it make you feel good? When you anchor yourself to your why, you don't even care about the what ifs anymore. Mm. So an example of this is, say you want to like take a new class, a dance class. The what ifs would be, what if I get in there and people laugh at my moves? Maybe you lack a little rhythm, or it's like one of them playground dance classes. I have rhythm.
Right. But you don't have choreography.
If I go to a playground class, baby, I'm going to be
shaking.
Stirred. I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep up. You know, they be moving fast. People
Girl.
Be. Now, I could get stuck in the what ifs. What if I don't catch on fast enough? What if these bitches really in the field and I'm sitting there looking crazy? What if they get me on camera and I don't got the moves? Or I could anchor myself to my why, which is I really have always wanted to feel the flow of movement, or just have that joy associated with being like, yes, I went to a dance class, or this is something that I've always wanted to do. This is on my bucket list. Right. I would love to cross this off my bucket list. That will help to fuel you and not even be, you know, as consumed with the external
opinions.
Yeah,
yeah. What it is, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you, boo? That's the thing. We got to keep our eyes on our own paper. Why are you here?
Right. Exactly. Why?
Why are you here?
Why?
Okay, next tool. We really got to embrace the not everyone will like me mentality. Mm-hmm. Now, I know we've heard this one. We've heard this one growing up, but it's time that we really
adopt it as a lifestyle.
Yes. It's a tough pill to swallow, but it's real. Like, not everyone's going to like you. And you already know how I feel about this. If everyone likes you, you're wet.
Fake. You fake. If everybody like you, you fake.
You know what I'm saying? You can't please everyone. Trying to please everyone is a recipe for disappointment. Honestly, you're going to be feeling tired, exhausted, stretched. It's just not possible. So we're going to focus on attracting the people and giving our energy to the people who will appreciate us, because there's tons out of all these people looking. There's probably like we don't know, a small amount of people who gonna have something to say, and we already know why they're saying something, because likely because
they're in sales.
Hold on, what? The way I was about to agree too quickly, I just stopped.
They are in sales.
They're because they're judging themselves or critical of themselves, or they're not doing something and they're busy looking at you doing something. So,
or they're in sales.
Or they're incels. The people that men
on YouTube being weird.
Men that come over on our page with the incel behavior.
This is not even for you. What are you doing here? Like, she doesn't even go
she
here.
She doesn't even go here. You don't even go here.
Please.
Get out of this class.
Please.
But anyway, what's important is quality over quantity. We don't need everybody to like us.
Yeah. Get you a small
group.
Just
get you a solid group of people who like you, and you're good. You're Gucci. Golden. You're Gucci. Mm-hmm. Here's an example of this. You like wearing bold statement out there pieces, right? So you put your shit on. Or you might not. You might be like, oh my God, this person, she's more of a neutral girl. You know, she's more quiet. That's her thing. And you decide that you don't do that because of what somebody else does.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. Embrace your individuality. That's what makes us sit up here and call people who have taste, style, because they don't give a damn. They know that everybody's not going to like it, but they like it and they wear it with confidence. So if you don't like the same clothing, if you don't like the same music, if you don't like the same food, that's okay. It's what you like.
Period. And that's just that on that.
Yeah.
Next, y'all, tip is we're starting small and celebrating our wins. We've been really in a bag of celebration, so we're keeping that momentum going. So don't try to conquer all of your fears at once. We know that that's not happening. That's not possible. That's overwhelming. But do something that pushes you out of your comfort zone just a little bit, right? Maybe participating in a group discussion. Maybe wearing that outfit where that you feel like, ooh, wow, that really put me out there.
Yeah.
Celebrate those wins. It doesn't matter if it's something really small or however small that they seem, the more that we celebrate our progress, we reinforce these positive behaviors that encourage us to keep doing it and keep pushing forward. So, an example, because we like real life examples. If you're sitting in a meeting and you usually are there zip tight mute, baby. I don't have anything to say. I don't have anything to contribute. Maybe you can start by contributing one simple idea. Just one, right? And then celebrate that. When you leave that meeting, give yourself a pat on the back. Buy yourself a nice coffee, whatever it's going to be, because yes, I did something that I normally don't do. And then the next meeting, encourage yourself or push yourself to share two ideas. Or maybe offer, volunteer to be the leader or join a team. You know what I really like that you did? Brittany joined a Connect group or a Start, whatever
you're
calling
it. Yeah, I did at church.
We don't have, it doesn't have a name. Start Here groups.
Yeah, it doesn't have a name. Once you do that, then they have groups that
you put you into something. Yeah. But she's joining.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
Said all that to say, start somewhere.
Dude, I have to.
Start somewhere. Something small. Something that's not too intimidating.
Right.
But gives you the momentum.
Yes.
Ayan Levanzat. Yeah.
Also, we're practicing self-compassion. Mm-hmm. So, we all make mistakes. We say things. We post black squares.
Yeah.
We do things, right? We have those awkward moments. But instead of beating ourselves up, this is where we're going to extend that grace that we want to receive from others to ourselves. Don't be so hard on yourselves. Like, you know, you did something and you got dragged.
Damn.
You know, sometimes now dragging, there's a spectrum of dragging. It might be a slight. I don't even like to have my shirt tugged.
Get your ass on my shirt.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen.
You got to give yourself the same compassion and understanding that you would give a friend. Mm-hmm. We know that if our homegirl or homeboy makes a mistake and they start beating themselves up, we are quick to be like, hold on, It's not even that deep. It's okay, girl.
Yeah.
Give that to yourself. Okay. So an example of this can be like you asked, then this is like a little small example.
This is a real life.
If you outside, this is so embarrassing when it happens though. You're outside, you're walking, you have some coffee and you accidentally trip and then you spill the damn coffee. Instead of standing there looking like coffee, you know, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Remind yourself that everybody makes mistakes, and what you're also going to do is quickly get to picking it up. Like, this ain't no big. The ground tripped me.
Exactly.
Remember, I used to say that. It's the ground tripped me.
Remember when you spilled that man's green drink?
Oh my God. You guys. Me and Germany were out West Hollywood, super cute restaurant called Great White. And I'm the tables they were hella close together. They like had us packed sardines. In there like sardines. They had the table so close to each other. So Germany and I were at a little table, and there was like a couple with a dog next to us, so I couldn't go out that way. And there was a couple right next to us, and their table was full of drinks and food, and you know, it was stacked. So I called. I tried to squeeze my little skinny ass past them. It wasn't the ass.
No.
My purse.
Your purse.
Hit his green drink.
No, it's grabbed the straw. She had a strap bag, yeah. So the straw caught the bag. I mean, and the drink fell.
And I tried to catch it. I saw it falling, and the green drink fell directly on the man's lap. And I was just...
You were mortified.
I was mortified. I'm like, oh my God, can I get you another drink? And he wasn't giving me no energy. That's what made it worse. He was like, no, we're good.
No, he wasn't giving you no grace. He was
What I'm saying. No grace. No, he was just like, I mean, and I get it. Like, you have a green drink spilled on you. But like, he wasn't even trying to meet me in the middle. Like, no, I'm like, wasn't. I'm so sorry. And I just, at that point, I'm like, let's just get the fuck out of here, please. I don't want to stand here anymore.
And then you were low key still harping on
me. I was walking, I'm like, dang, I feel so bad.
I probably ruined his day. No, it is what it is.
I felt like I have ruined his day.
You probably did, because he might have been out. But at that point, it happens to the best of us. We're going to be out. Somebody's going to be drinking or doing something. How many times have people spilled a drink on you? You know, tripped and something got on you. It's like, okay, well, that sucks. But what are we going to do? Just fucking bitch about it all day? Right. Sir? Get trampa. I learned that today.
What's that? Tramp. Girl.
Anywho, he was acting like a trampa.
He was. He wasn't fucking with me. I'm like...
I know. And it's like, come on, sir.
You see me being sorry. I had to give it to myself. I had to forgive myself. You're sorry, girl. You're good.
All this for
it's okay, Bookie, you got to get up. Yeah. I didn't even see you down there. You got to get up, Bookie. I almost tripped.
My eyes are watering, y'all. Okay, honeys, Bookie babies. Last tip is to find your tribe. This is really important, especially when we're dealing with or trying to overcome feelings of, you know, fear of being perceived. Link up with people who support you, who affirm you, who make you feel good about your choices and your decisions, and who champion you, you know, who cheerlead for you, who are right there behind you. Because when you have a strong support system, it's nothing like having people being like, girl, we fuck with you. Then you don't even give a fuck about the people who don't, because it's like my people riding and dying for me. Are we locked in? Ain't no switching up.
I do that. Every time my friends post something, I'm like, you got my support.
Yeah.
I'm standing in solidarity because I know how it feels. Maybe everybody don't feel like me.
And this is the thing. But this is an example that I want to share. If you are currently have yourself inserted in a social setting or a friend group of friends that you don't feel aligned with you or who don't offer you that support, maybe it's time for you to make the executive decision to get up out of there. Right? Look for hobbies, join clubs, groups where people are aligned with the same visions or the same dreams, the same goals, the same interests as you. That feels synergetic. That feels like, wow, I don't have to be judged because I like volunteering at the fucking pet
sanctuary
something on the weekends, and my homegirls don't like to do this, and now they're overly judgy or criticizing me because I do, or I am a blurred and they are not. They're city girls. And now, like, you know, there feels like there's this such contrast in between who we are. Find your people. Finding your people will make you feel so much better.
It'll make you feel at home.
Yes.
Like you belong.
Yes.
So, y'all, we already know how these things go. This is a journey, not a destination. It's not something that we're just going to get over overnight, unfortunately. But like the tips that we shared, if we start incrementally and we just like massage it and flex the muscle, we'll feel better. Mm-hmm. It's better than doing nothing at all and just being like, this is just the way things are. I'm too scared. I have too much fear. I'm going to just leave it alone. This is not for me. Because a lot of these things are for us.
And the thing is, when you avoid doing what you're fearful of or you're uncomfortable with, it doesn't make it go away. It just makes it become
harder to do,
more challenging and more difficult. If you're somebody who tries to avoid social settings or posting online, when it's time to get out in the field, when it's time to post,
like a stripper, really, every time.
It's given. I actually cannot do this. Now I'm paralyzed by it because I have not done it in so long. And that's my story. So I encourage us to lean in. And again, I said us because I'm including myself in this situation. You know, it's important for us to lean in. It's time for us to lean into those things that we fucking hate, that we're uncomfortable by, that pierce us with fear and leverage ourselves to do better, to do more. Yeah.
And realize that it's not other people. It's us.
Mm-hmm.
It's our own minds telling us these things. Mm-hmm. Like once we control our mind, we will be able to navigate through this world so much better with a little bit more ease. We are hindering ourselves. It's nobody else, but we swear it's other people. Like, yeah, they just. No, it's you.
You just.
It's us.
It's we.
And we're done with it. We're putting it into it. We're showing up.
We put a period.
And we're showing out. So I hope this was helpful.
I think it was helpful. It was very helpful for me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Germany and Brittany.
Thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you for Queen. The work that you do.
Okay, y'all.
Thank you for showing up each week.
It is now for our final portion of the show. It is time to pick up your pen. We're dropping a gem.
Mm-hmm, that's what we're doing.
So this is a part where we share things that we're loving, that we're feeling. Also, this can be the part where you share something with us and we share it with our platform. Or if you have a question that you want us to answer, you can do that by utilizing the Homegirl Hotline. That is down in the show notes. You can text. You don't have to ask if it's a black girl bravado. That's the number.
Yeah, y'all. You don't got to do that. It's us.
And if you call, leave a message because we're not going to call you back. Okay? So just leave what you got to say on the voicemail.
Yeah.
Okay. So the gym this week is a goodie. Duh. Or we wouldn't be sharing it. So y'all know Germany and I, we took a little retreat to Calamigos Ranch in Malibu. And when I tell you the place was to the nines, the free items that they gave us were just quality. They had the bathroom stocked with shit.
To take for free, y'all. That you can actually take. Not stuff you gotta steal.
Not stuff you steal. Things that were for the taking.
Yes.
Sample size products to see if they're your thing. And take them. And baby, did we. And we went to the front desk and asked for additionals. Because there's two girls staying here. So anywho. One of the things that they had in there was this sugar scrub. And I love a scrub. I love a body scrub because it helps me exfoliate my skin. My skin feels really soft and I like to feel soft. So I love a sugar scrub. And the reason why I really love this sugar scrub, because I've tried them all. I've tried a lot of them. It's because, you know, sometimes when you get out of the shower, you're white. You're already white and dry. And you have to immediately go put on that body oil.
Right.
And that, what else did we pair with? The body butter.
Yeah,
we
do an oil and butter combo. Body
oil and a body butter. But this is called Conscious Coconut. And this is made with 100% fair trade conscious coconut oil. And you can feel it.
Yeah.
When you're in the shower, you already have that layer of oil.
Oh, it's kind of like emulsified.
You already have that layer of oil on you. So when I step out the shower, I'm not white. I'm not dry. I'm already moisturized because I have the water from the shower and that body scrub like locking in that moisture. So when I come out of the shower and I put on my other products, I'm really feeling hydrated.
Yeah.
This smells good. It feels good. The consistency of the scrub, they use a sugar. They use MCT oil, fair trade, shea butter. This is a really quality, consciously made product. And it's pretty reasonable. The one that I use, they have different fragrances, scents. I use the Florida Orange, but they have Unscented for the sensitive girls, and they have Moroccan Rose, and they have Mandarin Fig. They have tons. So if you're a body scrub girl, if you're a coconut oil girl,
this is it.
Conscious Coconut.
A cheat code, just adding into that. I'm going to give you another. Put your oil on in the shower. Mm-hmm. Yeah, while you're wet. I've been doing that in Game Changer. Like, I don't even dry off when I get out the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I'll, like, air dry a touch, and then I'll go in with the body oil. Mm-hmm. Never smell better. In. And you smell good. Like, it lasts.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just giving, like, you put the oil on top of your dry skin, because, you know, sometimes that don't really...
It don't really get in there.
It don't really penetrate. It's
really
just giving on the surface.
And that's
epidermis. And that's when we don't want that. We want it to...
It needs to marry. Really, it needs to marry with.
Yeah, it needs to give. Oh, this is me. So yeah, hopefully you love that.
Yeah.
We've come to the end of the road.
We have. And like we said, share this episode with someone if you're feeling it. And we will see you all next week.
Love you. Bye.
Mwah. No bars.
No bars.